your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. What is death? Dictionaries often define death as the permanent cessation of life. However, religion presents a different perspective. It teaches that death is not the end of life but rather the beginning of a new phase. According to Islam, humans are created as eternal beings. Their life is divided into two parts, the pre-death phase and the post-death phase. The pre-death phase is a time of testing, while the post-death phase is a time of reward or punishment. How should a believer view death? A believer should view death as an inevitable transition rather than an end. It is crucial for a believer to recognize that death is a moment of appearing before God, marking the end of the pre-death phase and the beginning of the eternal journey. This perspective encourages believers to prepare adequately for their eventual meeting with their Creator by leading a life that aligns with divine expectations. The Prophet Muhammad said that a believer lives in preparation for death. How does this happen? The awareness of death serves as a profound reminder of the temporary nature of worldly existence. It compels believers to reflect on their actions and live in a manner that leads to success in the hereafter. The Prophet Muhammad emphasized the importance of remembering death, stating that it should create a heightened sense of urgency in fulfilling one's responsibilities and engaging in righteous deeds. Additionally, witnessing the death of others encourages believers to contemplate their own mortality and the lessons that can be learned from such occurrences. This reflection fosters a deeper connection with God and an opportunity to seek forgiveness for past shortcomings. Ultimately, a believer's outlook on death should be one of acceptance and preparation, cultivating a mindset that prioritizes spiritual growth and readiness for the life that follows. Every day, we witness funerals, both of known and unknown people. Yet, why do we fail to learn from these experiences? People often overlook the lessons from the deaths of others due to a profound disregard for the reality of mortality. Despite witnessing the passing of loved ones, many individuals continue to live as if they are immune to this inevitable fate. This lack of reflection leads to a dangerous delusion, where people believe, "Others had to die, but I will never die." These experiences are often missed because people are caught up in their own lives and desires, neglecting the valuable lessons that can be learned from observing the fate of those who have passed away. The Prophet Muhammad emphasized that witnessing someone else's death should prompt thoughts about one's own death, but this reflection is often absent in daily life. The Prophet asked us to remember death frequently. Will it make us negative and disinterested in life? When we become aware of the reality that death can strike us at any moment, a sense of urgency is created within us. We become more mindful of our time and avoid wasting it on trivial pursuits. Such individuals are focused, and in fact, their quality of life is often better than that of those who live in forgetfulness of death. The ultimate goal of humanity is to discover our Creator, purify ourselves, and develop our spirituality. A person who understands the uncertainty of life will rush to fulfill their goals before meeting their Creator. In one of the prayers of the Prophet, he supplicated, "O God, let the best day of my life be that day when I meet you." How should we live our lives so that our best day becomes the day we meet God? By living in accordance with God's desires, by being a well-wisher to others, by conveying the peaceful message of God, by living in God's remembrance, and by loving God the most. How can we avoid living in despair? By comprehending that God has provided countless chances for humanity to demonstrate their worth. Individuals should view setbacks as temporary obstacles rather than definitive failures. Furthermore, the Quran emphasizes that the day of judgment will be the day of actual gain and loss. A person's success lies in recognizing their Creator, bowing before Him, and adhering to a life of righteousness. Such an individual will find their reward with the Lord of the universe, achieving the ultimate triumph.